S&I Services.
Hi, Stephen, please.
This is he.
Hi, Stephen. It's Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Yes, I'm well.
Good. Is this a good time for you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So it looks like you had requested information on our working capital program.
Yes.
And this is for S&A Services, Inc.?
Yes.
Okay. And you're still at the 909 8th Street address in Wichita Falls?
Suite 401, yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So we have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
We're wanting to expand our services out. We're trying to diversify that. We do drug testing right now.
Oh.
We're wanting to get into employee wellness.
Okay.
Because our understanding is that in 2017, they're going to start requiring, if you're a small business owner and you acquire your health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, under the small business side,
you're
going to be required to provide an annual wellness physical, and we're going to get in on that.
Okay. What does your business do exactly now?
We do drug and alcohol testing for employers, governmental agencies, courts, school districts.
Okay, perfect. And how long have you had the business?
23 years.
Okay. And how's everything going right now?
Awful.
Awful?
Awful. Yeah.
What do you think that's due to?
Oil and gas.
Oh, okay.
We had a lot of clients that were in the oil field industry.
Okay.
And Texas.
Interesting.
Yeah, in the last year, Texas has lost almost 90,000 oil-related jobs.
Wow. Okay. That makes sense then.
Yep.
All right.
We lost $12,000 in invoices this year already just because of bankruptcies. Companies filing bankruptcy and closing up left us holding invoices. Lost about $4,000 to $5,000 a month in gross revenues.
Wow. Okay. Do you have an amount in mind you're looking for?
Looking between 5 and 6.
Okay. 5 to 6 thousand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did the business do for gross revenue last year? What are you on track?
104,000.
104,000. Okay. What are you averaging now?
We're on track to do about 90.
90? Okay.
95. Yeah.
Okay.
We've lost so darn much business that it's hurt us because of the soil field.
Okay. Do you have any working?
To diversify out.
Yeah. Do you have any working capital loans now?
I'm going to be wrapping one up with OnDeck. October 14th is my final payment.
Okay. What is the balance on that loan?
Between 24 and 2500.
Okay. And would you just want to pay that off?
Yeah, if you know, we can get enough to cover that too. I'm looking at with our gross revenues and our gross receipts. I don't know if we'll be able to get enough to swing that and then buy the, you know, get the deposit on the equipment, and I need about 3 months of supplies to work with that.
What's the equipment you're looking to get?
It is called a Colestech LDX. It is a small desktop analyzer, and it will do what they call a lipid panel. It covers cholesterol, triglycerides.
Mm-hmm.
It'll also do a glucose, and it also has the program where we can do a body mass index calculation on each employee. And it'll give them a report of their vital signs, body mass index, and their the three major things that they have to cover in these wellness programs.
Okay.
They can do it for half as much as a doctor's office can.
Okay. How much of that equipment cost?
It's about it's a deposit. It's $1,500.
Oh, okay.
And then we're looking at about $3,600 for 3 months of, you know, expendable supplies that we'll need for it, the test
sets,
things like that.
Okay, perfect. So what I would like to do is send you an email with what I need to issue an approval. And what we may do is give you a couple different options where we could pay off the loan, or maybe we won't pay off the loan and just give you a separate approval. But
yeah, that one was for 6 months.
Are you just the sole owner there?
I am now, yes. My wife is not here anymore because of health reasons.
Okay, you're the sole owner. Perfect.
She had to relinquish her half ownership to me because she was getting on Medicare and all that, and that would have affected her, you know.
Okay. How is your personal credit right now?
It's bad.
It's fat. Is it below 500?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay.
I'm going through a credit card company that's going to help me negotiate settlements on that. I've still got three cards, so.
When did it go below 500? Because I know on DUC, they would require above 500 credit score. Were you working with them for a while, or?
No, it just we just signed up with them about a month and a half ago. Ran those up when I had to run up a bunch of credit card debt. My wife was without insurance for her medication.
And are you positive your scores dropped below 500?
Oh yes.
Okay.
I've got a deal through a company that's helping me try to rebuild my credit. Let me see here. Hang on.
Okay.
Here right now and check it.
So right now
of a lending tree.
Yeah. So right now if your score is below 500, it's going to be very difficult for us to do anything.
Right. It's a 493.
Because we don't we just 500 is our cutoff.
Right.
So it's going to be difficult. Now if you can get that up here in the next few weeks, months, then we can definitely relook at it again.
We had tried with several other companies for loans.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at LendingTree right now. They're working with me on trying to get this reestablished. And I've got a way to monitor it with them and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I can tell what's drawing it down. And I had a lot of some of these companies that were looking at the loans. Did they just do a soft pull?
Yeah.
And they didn't. They did a hard pull, and that affected my credit score.
Okay. Well, I just know under 500 we're not going to be able to do anything.
Right here it says hard credit inquiries.
Mm-hmm.
What has dropped it below 500 now? I've had.
So what I would suggest is don't allow anybody to pull your credit. For the next month or so.
Right.
See if you can maybe pay off some of those credit cards or, either pay them off or get caught up on the payments and get your score up a few points. Because once you get to the 500, then we can have some different options for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it shows right here. Had one... We've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 this year. One was Cap One, Universal Credit, Swift Finance, Financial, Universal, Jet Capital. We had several of those do hard pulls.
Mm-hmm.
They told me they weren't going to when we signed up, but they did, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I would just suggest don't let anybody else pull your credit right now.
No.
It's not going to do anything to benefit you.
It's not going to help me. Yeah, and we've already had three credit cards we settled on. Actually, one of them was with Chase, and they just wrote it off and issued a 1099.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah, and every bit of that was due to medical expenses, due to the cost of her medication. She has advanced stage COPD.
Okay. Well.
She had
Okay. Well, I think that, let's just try and get you back on track here and get that score up a few points.
Sure.
And then see what we can do here maybe in the next month.
Sounds good.
Okay. And I'll give you a call back and touch base with you.
Where are
you
all based out of?
Our main office is in San Diego.
Okay. The Celtic reference, I think.
Yeah, there's a beach town called Cardiff by the sea here in San Diego.
Right.
And so we used to be located there as well. So a lot of different meanings in regards to having the Cardiff. Yeah.
It's a Celtic reference, too. I think there's a Cardiff, Ireland as well, or Scotland one.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Welsh, but it's a Celtic.
Yeah, it's Welsh, I think, yeah.
Welsh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cardiff, Wells. Yep. I knew that name. I was going, wow. maybe somebody will, call me up and speak Celtic.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you for the call, though.
Yeah, no problem. We'll check back in with you.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you. Bye.